KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's cloudy and 37. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, February 17th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Should be cloudy for the most part this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, and really a pretty nice weekend with highs in the 60s. Be a little windy out there. And much of the region got about a quarter of an inch of rain overnight. A citizen's petition has enough signatures to have the state auditor look into the financial records at Chickasha schools. The story part of today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
A petition seeking a state audit of the financial records at Chickasha Public Schools has enough valid signatures for that audit to occur. Officials at the Grady County Election Board say of the nearly 1,700 signatures that were submitted on the petition, about 1,200 were from registered voters within the school district. That number was about 400 more than were needed to request the audit. Petitioners want state officials to look into allegations which include the mismanagement of funds, administrators double-dipping, a review of all contracts with the Oklahoma Public School Resource Center, and the company that provides the personalized learning curriculum for the district, as well as possible nepotism. State Auditor and Inspector Gary Jones says there's no timetable of when the audit might take place. He says the office has a backlog of other cases to take care of. The petition indicates the school will have to pay for the audit, which could cost upwards of $75,000. Earlier this week, the Chickasha School Board approved a contract for its own detailed audit of the district records. The panel hired Workman Forensics out of Tulsa to review the district's books. The contract calls for fees running from $100 to $245 per hour, plus mileage, meals, hotel costs, any special supplies that might be needed. The contract with Workman Forensics to run until the completion of the firm's work or up to 12 months after the last date billed for services. One person has died, another hospitalized following a head-on collision near Marlow. Killed in the crash was 24-year-old Jason Muller of Marlow. The accident happened near the intersection of State Highway 29 and Scott Street on the east edge of Marlow early Friday morning. Injured in the crash was 18-year-old Anthony Hornbeck of Walters. He was taken to a Duncan hospital where he was last in fair condition with arm and leg injuries. The state trooper investigating the crash reports Hornbeck crossed the center line on the highway and his pickup crashed into Muller's Jeep. More cool news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
A Chickasha man on probation for burglary and drug-related crimes is now facing kidnapping charges following a confrontation with his ex. 20-year-old Kevon Richardson has been formally charged with felony kidnapping after Chickasha police requested and were approved a warrant for his arrest. Richardson surrendered to law enforcement but is now out of jail after posting bond. The arrest warrant affidavit states the incident occurred the night of February 1st, alleging Richardson and the victim were arguing while they were riding in Richardson's pickup and that Richardson assaulted the woman in front of their 2-year-old daughter. The victim got out of the truck while it was moving, ran into a convenience store, and locked herself in the bathroom. The affidavit also states Richardson went into the store and forcefully carried the woman out of the store while she was screaming and crying for employees to help her. Richardson received a 10-year deferred sentence after pleading guilty to burglary and drug charges from 2016. Prosecutors now also want to accelerate the deferred sentence that he received in connection with those crimes. He's to be back in court March 6th for a preliminary hearing conference. Today's the final day of the Southwest District Livestock Show out at the Grady County Fairgrounds. Officials wrapping up the swine show today. They'll wrap things up about noon, and two students will be receiving Vernon Crowe's Memorial Scholarships, $500 each. After all the dust has settled out at the fairgrounds, more than 2,300 animals were shown this week by some 1,000 students from Southwest Oklahoma. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Grady County Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson, our guest on our Cool Conversation coming up next hour. He'll talk about a proposal to apply for FEMA grants to help county residents get rebates to pay for the installation of storm shelters. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, the guest is local landman John Toentine. He'll talk about what a landman does and the energy industry in general. The Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website. Go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 94-year-old Carl Dunn. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at Sharon Baptist Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army veteran serving at the close of World War II. Our Cool News weather... Well, our weather forecast calling for cloudy skies for much of the morning, clearing out this afternoon, and we'll have highs in the low 60s today, mid-60s for tomorrow. Be a little windy out there, though, but mild temps, and we are still under now a burn ban, which has been extended until Friday, March the 2nd. Right now, cloudy 37 downtown Chickasha, and about a quarter of an inch of rain throughout much of the region. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line. 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
In sports, a lot of basketball to talk about with all the playoffs going on. Class A regionals at Bridge Creek yesterday. Alec girls move on with a 54-37 win over Geronimo. They'll play Tipton this afternoon. Sterling boys defeated Bridge Creek, Burns Flat, Dill City. Sterling boys play Geronimo at Bridge Creek this afternoon. In those regional championships this evening at Bridge Creek, Okarchee versus Thomas Girls, Okarchee versus Arapahoe Boys. At Kanawha tonight, Sorrel and Stonewall Boys and Girls both play for the regional championships. At Union City yesterday, Union City Girls beat Ringling. They'll play Central this afternoon in an elimination game. And for the boys, Southwest Covenant defeating Central High. Southwest Covenant versus Visai this afternoon. Tonight at Union City for the regional championships, Fort Cobb-Brockton versus Visai Girls. Fort Cobb-Brockton versus Union City Boys. Class B regionals over at Mountain View Godibo yesterday. Mountain View Godibo Girls defeat Corn Bible Academy 46-35. And Loki Bicycles girls beat Big Pasture 52-47. So Mountain View, Godibo, and Loki Bicycles play an elimination game this afternoon. For the boys, Gracemont wins in overtime over Granite 59-58. Gracemont versus Chattanooga at Mountain View, Godibo this afternoon. Tonight, Loki Bicycles boys play Big Pasture for the regional championship. Class 4A district tournaments yesterday. Anadarko both beat Clinton at Warrior Fieldhouse last night. Anadarko boys win 56-47. Girls win 54-24. Blanchard and Ada split their games at Ada last night. Blanchard girls win 47-35. Ada boys won 44-35. Tuttle takes two from Plainview. The Tuttle boys won it overtime, 75-74. Tuttle girls won 77-49. 4A districts tonight, Chickasha plays at Elk City. We'll broadcast those games on our sister station tonight, 106.1 The Ranch. Girls play at 6:30 with the boys to follow. Also in 4A, Bridge Creek is at Sulphur tonight and Newcastle at home with Cash. Class 3A districts, at Riverside last night, both Riverside teams defeated Davis. The boys won 71-49. Girls won 38-34. And in the 3A district at Marlow takes two from Lexington. The boys win 73-42. The girls win 52-32. 3A districts tonight, Lindsay at Kingston. Class 2A districts at AMPO last night. Elmore City girls defeated Dibble 45-37. Elmore City boys went overtime to beat Dibble 70-68. Both Elmore City teams will play AMPO in the district title games this evening. Over at Apache last night for the girls, Community Christian defeated Apache in overtime 73-67. And Community Christian boys defeated Rush Springs. So tonight at Apache, Community Christian girls play Rush Springs. Community Christian boys play Apache. Over at Healton last night, Minko boys beat Wilson 81-50. Tonight, Minko boys and girls both play Healton. And over at Fairview for the 2A districts last night, Carnegie girls defeated Pioneer Pleasant Vale 39-31. Tonight, both Carnegie boys and girls play Fairview. High school regional wrestling tournaments are continuing today. Chickasha, Tuttle, Newcastle, Elgin, all at the 4A regional at Cache. Blanchard in the 4A East regional at Catoosa. And Marlowe and Bridge Creek in the 3A regional at Kingfisher. USAO basketball teams taking on Wayland Baptist this afternoon at the USAO Fieldhouse. Final regular season home games for the Drovers. The 16th ranked men are a half a game ahead of Wayland Baptist in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings. USAO 4th, Wayland Baptist 5th. The Drovers lost at Wayland Baptist last month. Number 24 ranked USAO women tied for first place in the conference standings. Number 5, Wayland Baptist, a half game behind in third. USAO upset Wayland in Plainview, Texas last month. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ferguson Funeral Home.